Welcome to another episode of Thoughts Been a Podcast. It's your host, Shah Solo. This week, I'm joined by a very special returning guest after a 2-year sabbatical. Want to go ahead and announce yourself?
Wait, hold on. I'm not good at this part. All
Okay.
right. This is Tahir. Yes, I'm back again.
But run up, get done up. If y'all
Oh,
all the episode.
my God.
That was the
Yes.
title of the episode,
Yeah,
son.
you named it that. I didn't know that's what it was going to be, though.
I mean, that's what got a lot of listeners, so hey, it worked out, you know?
Okay. Yes, that's good.
Plus you said that, so
I did.
what's been up since we last spoke on the show, man? What's been new with you?
Since we last spoke on this show, I opened a store. I work all the time. I'm tired. But it's been going great.
Nah, that's good.
Yeah, it's been going great. It's excellent. It's awesome. Everything's been going way better than I expected. I have truly no complaints about that. It's a dream realized, and I'm really grateful.
I'm glad to hear that.
Super grateful, and I'm happy.
Well, there we have it. Glad to hear.
Yes.
So we'll go ahead and get into the pending thought of the week. It's something I saw on socials that made me ponder a bit. I think I've spoken this before, but not with you. What's your unpopular opinion on black excellence?
Oh God.
What?
So okay, can we define black excellence? What definition are we going under? So I could give my most of my opinion probably is unpopular, but go ahead.
That's cool. So basically, black excellence is anything I would say that makes you stand above the rest. Anything that makes you upper echelon for the most fat part. Upper echelon could be what you define it as. Me, for upper echelon, I feel as someone that's always striving for more. It doesn't necessarily have to be a monetary thing. It doesn't have to be like a popularity thing. It's just like, you know, you're striving black excellence because you might have a 9-to-5, or you're striving black excellence because you're looking out for your peoples, or for some, you have exude black excellence because you're an entrepreneur. You know, it's so many different things. That's why I said, like, it's about your point of view for me. Okay, well, you go ahead and give your
No, I'm
spiel.
listening. No, I wasn't. I was listening. I was saying
Okay.
okay as I was listening. Go ahead.
But like, for me, black excellence to me is just you're striving for more. You're always trying to grow. It doesn't mean you have to be, it's not a mon like I said, for me, it's not a monetary thing. It's just about growing more as a person. That's black excellence to me. So.
Okay.
And I will say my unpopular opinion about it is that I feel as though sometimes we feel like we always have to be the best at everything all the time, at least when it comes to black excellence. And I feel like that kind of gives people burnout. I know for myself, speaking for myself at least, like I feel a little burnt out sometimes, feeling like I'm not doing enough. Like I feel like it's so much more I need to be doing with stuff. And sometimes it's like you don't have to do that. You can be you. Like y'all don't have to have these is the term I'm using correctly? Grandiose ideas to get stuff going. Yeah. So sometimes I feel like, yeah, some days I feel like, yeah, I can do the most I can do. Like I can do more. And then some days I feel like, you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and knock it down a notch. Just relax. Just be Rashad. No need to be super excellent Rashad all the time. So that's my
Yeah,
unpopular
long.
opinion.
Yeah, I understand that. I guess for my unpopular opinion, it would be as long as your black excellence is not just striving towards white validation, then is so that's an issue with me where I feel like, oh yeah, we're doing so well, we're doing this, we're doing that, but like the like is this black people doing good or black people trying to just be new white people?
What makes you say that though? It makes you feel like
So
there'll be new white
no,
people.
for some like for some things, like if your behavior is then that just to be I don't know, like extra. So it's multiple layers to it. I'll just go from, I guess, the standpoint of it. Like, if it's just to say, you got your kid in this private school, they with these people, they don't know nothing black no more. The culture is erased. They can't even be around people who look like them. But you doing excellent, you doing all these great things, you paying for private school education, everybody work. You come, it's great. Everybody's making six figures or whatever you feel like is a good pay, and then next thing is just like you just white now. You a cornball. Like nothing's it's just like all culture is lost. For things like as long as it just doesn't become like seeking white validation,
I
it's
see.
cool. Like, you know, like, I mean, this could be a whole thing though, Rashad.
I mean, it can. That's why it's a
Yeah.
pending thought.
I know. All right. So we'll go back to that. But like, as long as that's not the case,
I see.
I'm
So,
okay.
as
Yeah.
long as you're,
I love black
don't.
people doing good. I love black people showing up. I love black people, you know, being seen in all of their glory and excellence. I love that. I don't like when things get morphed into like you just turning into like a new white, you know?
I see what you're saying. So basically, like when you lose your identity,
Yeah, a
basically.
lot, 'cause some things it's not you striving to do good, it's you striving to be white.
I can
Like,
see that.
are you striving to be the best that you can be, or is it just to aspire to what you believe they do?
I can understand that. So basically, it's about more about what people see, what you got going on, not as far as what you're accomplishing,
No,
what you're putting towards.
it's the thought of like, okay, well, if they, okay, I mean, you know, I was a teacher at one point, right? Like your kid go to this private school, it's great. You pull up in a nice car, you take your pictures for the gram and everything, right? But at the same time, you if they in a classroom with people who don't look nothing like them, they are so detached. The teachers don't even know how to interact with children who are non-white, because most of them white. Like, that's not excellent to me. What's excellent would be is if you're not paying all this money for then this like white private school education, and then the kids is like, so, oh my God, it's a hot mess. I can't even go into all that. But you paying for this, it's so crazy. I mean, I've taught at a very affluent private school, right? Where I'm like, the year I was there was the first time they had more than one black teacher. So all of those things, and it's very few black parents, very few all black children.
Yeah, it's
You
different.
know, so all of those things. But when you are in an environment and then your kids like have no, like they don't even see themselves, they don't be black no more. I don't know how else to say that. Like, they don't have any ties to any cultural relevance of being black.
Right, I get you saying.
They're only then now. They're just brown white people. That's it.
I see what you're saying. I get your
It's like, that's
POV.
it. Like, they can't interact. They're uncomfortable. They don't have no black scent no more. They not, it's, you know, like it, every, all your cultural identifiers are gone because you strived for this marker.
Yeah, but that isn't that kind of like, I guess, a belly, not the belly of the beast, but like kind of like that's just the way the system works and some.
No, not I.
With
It's not how it
private,
worked for me. No,
not with
well,
you, but for private schools for the most part. I mean, I
if
don't know
you
because
send, well, you know, I'm also somebody who wouldn't be sending my child to no white school. But if I had a kid, I wouldn't be doing that because I get many, many thoughts. But what I'm saying is that like you can still send your child to a good school. They can be in diverse atmospheres. And in those situations, you have to be a very, very, very active parent.
Yeah.
Like, it's you not just dropping your kid off no more. Like, you need, just because it's a good school don't mean you get to check out.
Right.
Because let me tell you, when February roll around, all hell breaks loose. You
Of
got
course.
white teachers praying hangman. You got them trying to tell your kids, hangman for Black History Month, by the way. Hangman for
Yeah,
Black History Month
that's
and Black
wicked.
History Facts. Isn't that crazy? True
Very wicked.
story. In the elementary school, that was happening. Not in my class. You got even your ultra liberal white teacher who swear to God they doing stuff to help, and they just damaging kids. They just damaging them. Don't no kindergartner need to learn about this. They just need to learn how to be a good person
I
and
agree with
learn how to be have empathy and show respect and see people as a human. You don't need to start putting all your political stuff on kids.
you. No, I feel
So
that.
like things get, so long as it doesn't just, but as long as black excellence just doesn't become a quest for white validation, I'm cool.
I can understand that. I always say before we go on a whole tangent, but one thing that kind of boggles my mind is like the whole appeal of private schools. I got into a debate with somebody one time a few months back with a woman. She went to a private school and she was talking about, I guess, the advantages that it has. And I was like, at the end of the day, man, it's the same coursework. Maybe you might learn some different languages and shit, but I don't see what the big deal is or what the big difference is to me.
It's totally different. Well, you know, I also taught at a Montessori school. So it's care, it's the ratio of children, all those things matter, right? Getting a good public school education is phenomenal. I mean, not public, I mean, private school education can be phenomenal. It can be amazing. You're going to learn, you're going to be in an atmosphere of learning in a way that in a public school, depending upon the area, you won't get. You have funding for books, it's new things, schools, you get to go on trips and all that other stuff that, you know, you don't, if you don't go to just a regular city public school, you might not get to go to. I mean, here, you know, I'm in Philly. Here in Philly, like schools is ranked three ways in the city: magnet, citywide, and neighborhood. So you apply for your high schools here. And you get accepted the same way, but they just started changing some stuff here by doing a lottery for certain things because, like for magnet schools, like the top tier high schools, they changed those because they said that it was still like, you know, an unfair advantage for other kids
I
not
see.
getting in. But I mean, I get it, and then some ways I don't get it because if you're not going to be up to par, you're still not going to make it in them schools.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
You're right.
So the foundation of education is like shot in the foot, though. The whole thing is trash right now. So if you do go to a good private school, you're going to be good, like education-wise. But for me, as somebody who is very consciously Black, my whole thing is that you better have good foundational stuff at home.
You do. You're right.
You have to have good foundation at home. If it's not good foundation at home, you'll be who you are, right? And you'll have all these great cultural things and relevancies and things to tie you together with people who look like you, and your kids won't have none of that.
Yeah. No, you're right.
That happens time and time again with people. And you'd be like, dang, that's that person's parent. How that parent had that kid?
No, you're right. I've seen it secondhand, of course.
So, as long as you can have good home foundation, like you have to have good home foundation for cultural things.
You're right, because some things that goes beyond the classroom. So,
It goes beyond the classroom, and you can't expect school to teach your children everything just because it's a good school. Like you just like the ball don't stop there.
nope.
It just don't stop there. Yeah, you're gonna learn all your reading, your writing, your mathematics, and all of that jazz. That's excellent, but you know, it could get real dicey.
Nah, you're right. So, you did make a comment earlier about dropping your kid off and taking selfies and stuff. Though some parents will do that. Which is a
Oh,
perfect segue.
people take selfies like that?
You just said it in the joint.
No,
You
I
said,
didn't say selfies.
well, taking pictures for the gram or whatever. And
Oh yeah, just to say you at a certain place paying tuition. Yeah, people can
yeah.
do that. I mean, that didn't happen at my school. It was super, super duper affluent, but I see this stuff on Instagram that I find funny. So it's like it's a difference between real money and fake money. That's
Of
the other
course.
part, you know.
Yeah, but I was gonna use that as a segue because, like, why do you think we under like do you think like privacy, personal privacy is like under that undermined now more than ever before?
Absolutely.
And what makes you say that it is?
Through technology, all of your stuff is tracked. Everything. Everything you do is tracked. Nothing is private. The reason why ads are so phenomenal is because of the cookies on your phone. They know what you look up. All you gotta do is to, I don't know, something I was doing today. I'm working on a new drink recipe. And
Okay.
then next thing you know, on your feed, stuff is popping up. Oh, you type in one thing, it'd be like, I don't know, bananas. Next thing you know, you got banana bags. You know, some new frozen dessert, all those things are, you know, geared towards you with the cookies and all that. So privacy is like totally gone in that regard. Some things are good because you think, wow, I get to discover things easier,
Yeah, that's a positive.
right? And that's awesome. You get to discover new stuff and do all these cool things, and you see stuff you might not have, you know, found before. That's awesome. But then the other part is that, like, I don't need you all in my business. Why are you looking at everything I look up? One of my customers is he do like some high tech stuff for Lockheed Martin and in the IT field, right? So he works remotely at home, and they're not allowed to have any devices in the room.
Oh, okay.
Like he like his laptop can't leave his house. It got
Yeah.
the locks and everything on it, right?
Definitely.
So when they doing the stuff, and I was talking to my customer about it, and like Alexa, for instance, cannot be in the room because when they're watching it, Alexa sends back more information to Amazon than any other smart device. As long as it's plugged in, it's listening.
For sure. I ain't surprised.
And Google is second. The only reason why Apple is third is because it only sends the information to another device. Like it can send it from your iPhone to your Mac, right? But it's not just sending it back to, you know, headquarters so they can steal all your information the same way, but they're still taking your information, just different. But as long as Alexa is plugged up, she listening to every single thing. And like you can watch it on the screen when you have like all the other IT techie stuff. So all that stuff is listening. I mean, and TikTok, you know, the stuff you sign off on just to watch a couple funny videos. Next thing you know, the joint tracking everything. Whether you want it or not, your whole phone is the feds. That's what happens. So, you know, privacy is gone. It's sad. I don't know any solution or answer to it, but it's gone.
Yeah, I can feel it. I feel as though that it's definitely more, it's undermined, like, of course, from like the tech perspective, but I think as far as like I'll say user perspective as well, because like, or consumer's perspective, I guess I should say, because like I feel as though like people feel the need to overshare everything unprovoked so much, and it's just like I don't get why. Like back in my,
Oh
like,
God.
you know, I'm into
Yeah.
sneakers or whatever, so I used to always post my sneakers on the internet, but this is like MySpace days. Now I'm like, I don't care to do that anymore. Now, like, if you catch me with some nice shoes, cool, but I don't really be that geek to show that. Two things I'll never post ever is where I live at or my car ever. Like, it's just two rules. I just don't.
Well, I mean,
If people want to do it, that's fine. That's their
but
business. I
what
just
I'm
know for me.
saying, no, I'm not saying it like that. I got two words. Pop Smoke. They found that man. Yo, off the internet.
Yeah, it's
The
very easy.
internet. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't believe in posting a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you know, my personal account is real low key.
Yeah,
It don't,
definitely.
it's like I'm nobody. I like it that way. If you know me, you actually met me in real life.
Yeah.
Now, my business stuff is different.
Of course.
But that my personal stuff, you know, but people been oversharing since Facebook, yo. Once that joint became a personal diary and people
Yeah.
was just blabbing and blabbing, sharing stuff that they should have just been going to talk to somebody about that they pay because nobody else cares.
They
But they
don't.
just keep going and going and going. Like that was terrible. I mean, that happened like, I don't know, like a decade ago when that flipped. Then Instagram, that's like some of the same stuff. It's just more pictures of it.
Yeah, you're right.
So yeah, I don't know why people overshare on the internet like that. I really don't.
Yeah, me either. I don't understand it. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I have from time to time in the past, like in my
But
younger years.
sharing and being personal is different things. Oversharing is different.
Oh yeah.
Like nobody has to know, like, okay, people taking pictures of themselves crying.
Yeah,
You're a weirdo.
that's goofy. I never
That's
understand that.
dumb. Like,
Crying
that's
in the phone
crazy.
and yelling into
How?
a phone are two of the dumbest things you can do.
Yo, how you that sad and you recording yourself?
Attention, man. Attention
When
is
I'm
broke.
sad and down in the dump, don't nobody need to see me. I cry on the inside like a real adult. I'm not going on my phone recording myself snot nosed and looking busted just to show people. Why?
Yeah, never that. I'm good.
That's crazy talking about this is the real side.
I mean, okay. The real goofy side, sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Because the thing about it is people gonna hold it over your head, I feel like. But I guess some people want to be more relatable, whatever the case may be. I mean, I feel like you can be relatable without having to show that much, but I don't know. Maybe I'm just wired different, son.
It's wild. It's weird. People weird. That's all I could say. And people getting weirder and weirder and weirder.
Yeah, as time progresses on, I'm definitely seeing some things where it's like, yo, this individual is just turned, or I would just say become more what they already were, into some strange shit from time to time. And it's like, what the hell? Why? Like, what? And this thing is like, it's unprovoked. But again, I think it's really just an intention thing. Maybe somebody wasn't hugged enough as a kid, maybe. I don't know. But some things I'm just like,
the world is. But it's the internet, it's attention, but the currency is attention. Like, the currency for engagement is attention. That's the currency of today. Attention. Yeah. That's your monetary value. How much attention can you steal from a person? Yeah. Like, how tapped into their, how do you get them? Scrolling, likes, algorithm, all of it is the attention game. That is the currency of choice. Attention is.
Yeah.
So sure. When you are playing in the game of intention, how do you get more of it? By doing that. That's your selling. You sell your personal life. You sell your lifestyle. You sell your relationships. People sell their children and all the stuff they do with their kids. What's the other one? People sell their pregnancies so they could get likes. They sell their baby showers. They sell their relationships. They sell, oh my God, they sell the marriage, the whole shebang. You get to see all that. Like, so all of it is the currency of attention. So what do you sell in this cyber world where money is not what you exchange in? And what is the value here? The value for all of it is attention, engagement times, how much listening time do you have? The views, the likes, all of that is the currency of attention. So you do those things because you are engaging in that world. So it makes sense, and I'm not like mad at it from that degree. It's the currency of attention. That's what you participate in. And when you do that, it's like a bad Black Mirror episode.
Yeah.
And that's what we live in.
Pretty much. I feel like when you do that, that's like, if it's something that's, I guess, major, that's all you're going to really be known for. And I feel like once you do that, you're boxing yourself in. Because if you try to do anything outside of the norm, people are going to clown you for it or try to hold that over your head. Like, a prime little slight example is when I think when COVID was kind of, I guess, I mean, it's still here, whatever. But either way, like.
Did it ever exist? But that's neither here nor there.
We're not going to get into that.
Okay. You don't have to.
For time constraint purposes and for hunger purposes, because I'm hungry too, like you. Yes. But all I'm going to say.
Yeah, but you know, once you get me going, I don't shut up.
I know you don't, but that's fine. That's what makes this friendship great, because I don't need. Yes. But all I was going to say was, I remember T.I. was trying to get into stand-up comedy, and people were like, I guess, saying like, yo, it's trash, it's blah, 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 blah. And I'm thinking like, well, I mean.
But why? He just need to stop.
But I guess at the same time, I got to think about it, son, once you've already done, like, I guess, reached most of your goals in whatever realm of work you're in, why wouldn't you want to venture out and do other stuff, you know?
You can venture out and do other stuff, and he could have gotten the stand-up, but he didn't have to tell everybody, and then just work on self-development.
But it's not, somebody could have just recorded him. He might not have promoted shit. He could have.
Oh, that's true. But you know, once you become public, this is just things that you get tied into.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's pretty much my whole argument with that. It's like, once you're known for one thing, people are going to hold you to that one thing for your whole entire life, career.
Yeah, people do that. Like, people do that. And that's just what people do. And you just got to be like, whatever. And you still got to live your life. So to come to his aid, I guess. Not that he needs it.
Yeah, he'd be all right.
You know, he's fine, no matter what I think. But you just do what you want to do.
Yeah.
Haters gonna hate. So you just live your life. And you know, that's what you do.
Nah, you're right. So, what was I gonna say? I actually kind of already got this question answered, but we can run it back anyway. How has your brand and business expanded in the last 2 years? Because, I mean, you did talk about having So.
Yeah, I didn't kind of like do a full thing about that. So I have a shop in the downtown section, Rittenhouse Square, Philadelphia. I have an herbal wellness brand and business named Dope Botanicals.
Okay.
So that's where we are. If you want to know more about it, go to Dope Botanicals IG. You can see and learn and do all the good stuff. My brand, well, brand, I kind of hate that word, but business has grown, turned a year old last November in the
Congrats.
storefront.
Woo-hoo.
Thank you. Things have been phenomenal. I have no bad news. Things have progressed much faster than what I expected. Me and my sister are in business together. That's my business partner. Things are quick. Like, so the rate we track the store for progressing and how it would do is outpaced all of that.
Oh,
It's
wow.
doing great. I have no complaints in that regard. It's amazing, right? And then people say, oh my God, this what you wanted, this and that. Yes. But with success comes challenges.
Course.
Because we manufacture and produce all of our products in store. We have an entire full herbal product line that we mix, blend, sift, and extract, right? We do
Yeah.
it all ourselves. We don't sell anybody else product in our store. Everything is what we sell. We sell bulk herbs by the ounce. And then we also have an herbal bar where we do hot and iced herbal lattes as well as smoothies. Everything's organic. We don't use any refined sugar syrups or sweeteners, right? So when it comes to the product line and things sell out quickly, that's not just me going online to order. That's us making, that's us jarring, that's us doing labels. So I'm actually in the process of putting out some hiring for some, we're looking to grow
Nice.
our team, and that should be fun. So interviews will be coming up soon because I'll be posting about it. And people have sent me resumes way before that and, asked, are we hiring stuff? But I will say this, you got to know your business before you just start bringing people in. So
Yeah.
spend a lot of time in development and understanding things. Because, like, you can't lie to me and tell me some stuff. I done every job in that place. So, but people get to lie to people because they haven't worked in their business before.
Yeah, and that's where a lot of business
And
and stuff comes.
you don't catch things because you weren't in it. Right, but that's a whole nother topic because I don't know what this whole new age thing of people acting like you can't work in your own business. It's like this Shark Tank philosophy that people think, yeah, you just open something up and then you go get investors. What? Yes, yeah, you silly. But anyway, it is like people dumb. I'd be like, what your 6 ABC business stuff is not gonna be moving me.
I feel it.
So our it's been great. Like I have never paid for any media. Everything has been organic,
That's beautiful.
and we've been in a lot of it. So it's been awesome. It's been great. I mean, I it's grown. It's grown away from me. It's like a runaway train sometimes, and I'd be like, oh my God, we got so much work to do just to keep up. So, success has its own challenges and keeping up and making sure things are okay and, just trying to stay in the swing of things to make sure you are providing everything that your customer wants.
Yeah, now you got to.
So that it's been great. It's grown, it's excellent. I have no complaints in that regard at all. There's a lot of businesses that are not doing good. That don't have this story, that be launching GoFundMes. That is not the case for us. So I'm very grateful.
Hey man, I'm legit
Super
happy
great.
for you.
I have no complaints, and I'm super grateful around that. I mean, we are in a very highly trafficked location. I'm downtown. I'm in Rittenhouse. If you know anything about Philly, that kind of speak for itself. So it's been great. I'm blessed and happy. In regards to that, just how things have grown. They've grown and they've how the brand has grown, has how Dope Botanicals have grown. I believe that was the question. It's grown organically. We we use, what is it, the womb method, and that's word of mouth, baby. That's how you do it. People, you make something good, you give a good experience, and people spread the word.
Yeah, that's the best.
So it's been awesome. Yeah, so that's how things have grown. And it's great. I did some awesome partnerships. We partnered with Atmos for the what was it? The Midnight Jordans release. We did that. Dope. We partnered with the Fabric Workshop and Museum. We've done stuff with PHS, which is the Pennsylvania Horticulture Society. And my business is a herb store. So it's great. Like, you know, like at the end of the day, we are a herb store with a product line. And it's so awesome for me because it gets to bridge the gap between, like, yes, sneakers and herbs, right?
Right.
You could be cool and be into this. Like, I'm not no super crunchy. I am crunchy in other things, but like, I am. But I shave, right?
Right.
I'm not funky. I do wear a natural deodorant because cancer is real. But I'm not funky.
Right.
And I wanted a place where you could walk in and you could feel good, whether you were a novice into herbal medicine or you were an expert. So when you walk in, it's good music playing. It could be anything. I don't know. Like, it's whatever. It's who we are, and that's how we present herbalism and herbal wellness. So it's good. You know, we always say it's like Wu-Tang with your wellness. That's how we do stuff. So it's been good, and it's like awesome. Like, some stuff I'm like, dang, I can't believe it happened already, and I'm like so joyful. But yeah, so it's grown much quicker than I thought. That's all I could say.
For sure, for sure. I remember, like, last time he was on here, we were talking about, like, y'all were about to open the store from the other side to wait because of everything that was occurring. And now it's like...
Yes, so, you know, I had been looking for space for a really, really long time, and we just could not find, like, one that we thought was, like, legit and, like, what we wanted. So we had been looking for space for some time, and when was this? I signed the lease... let me see, what year is this? We'll be in 2023 now.
Indeed,
we signed our lease back in April of 21.
Okay.
We did not open the shop until November. We were caught up in all of the supply chain issues. Like, I ordered refrigeration in like probably June. At that time in 2021, refrigeration costs were going up 5% every month. And if you are familiar with anything with commercial refrigeration, it's very expensive. A 5% increase every month on top of all of the other crazy stuff was so insane. I was so happy that we got ours when we did because we locked in a price, but it still didn't get delivered until 2 weeks into September.
Damn.
Right? Because, yeah, but factories were closed. They were all of that stuff. Like, nobody was working. So, although it was kind of, I don't know what phase of the COVID this was, but whatever phase that was where people was kind of coming back, but it was still, nothing was fully open. So, everything was kind of wild. You know, so just kind of going through all those things and finally getting the store open, having coming soon on the joint for a while. And then, it finally opened, and it's been phenomenal. But yeah, they have been looking for space for a minute, and we found a phenomenal space at the end. But I don't think it really hit us how great our space was until later. We just knew this the one we going like this the one we willing to take the risk on. You know?
Yeah, I get it. I mean,
it didn't really hit me.
Yeah, it paid dividends in the long run though. So.
Mm-hmm. If anybody ever want to open up anything with a brick and mortar, because, you know, people say all this stuff, the key is location, location, location. Get a good location. Have an excellent product. Know who your target market is and all of those things. And, like, really, like, hunker down on, like, what you do. You really need to know what you're doing. Because people see that. The customer, the consumer, however you want to say it, the client, People can see those things, right?
Yeah.
And although we live in a world of fakes and phonies, Authenticity still shines and reigns supreme. And although you may be a super introvert like myself, you can be just fine. I never did a farmer's market. I never did like no serious pop-ups. Like, this was literally something me and my sister thought of as our brainchild, and like things that we were really working on and stuff that I grew up in to do and like bring it to the people in a different way.
So it's pretty much just like second nature for y'all, basically.
Yeah, I guess, but it's also still like, it still wasn't necessarily there. There was no foundation. There's no groundwork for it. There's no example, you know, in that way. Not in Philly. Like, I got businesses. I'm like, okay, I see how they do that. But like, you know, Dope Botanicals is one of a kind.
That's your niche, man.
Yep.
So, kind of touched on it a second ago, but about as far as like getting investors for businesses and stuff like that. So, on a macro level, do you think it's fair for the Fed to bail out the banks when they fail, considering what's been transpiring in the past couple of months?
The Fed has to bail out the banks. They have no choice. The Feds are the lender of last resort. That's how you refer to the Feds, right? Mm-hmm. That's what they are. They are the lender of last resort. If they do not bail out the Feds, we have no... It's crumbling. This deck of cards is gone.
Yeah.
So it's not really a question.
Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, because the thing is, like, I guess some people feel the way about it because, you know, when people, like, you know, overdrafting their accounts and stuff like that, there's no bailout outside of them getting hit. Like,
yeah, because you overdrafted $30. We talking about economies.
No.
They don't compare.
Nah, you're right. Because the thing is, if a bank goes out of business, that community is pretty much toast. Like, you need the investment banks to... in order for a community to thrive for the most part, you know, you need somebody to give out those loans for cars and houses and things of that nature. So,
but it's not that community.
To me,
the country. It's the country.
Oh, from a national standpoint, of course.
Yes, like, it's not just that. Like that thing with the Silicon Valley things, like businesses lost their payrolls.
Yeah, nah, yeah. I remember hearing about that.
Yeah, like. That is bigger than that. It's not just, oh my God, they should get us the way we get them. Yeah, they should, in a good in a right and just thing, but that's not possible. The IRS shouldn't exist either. But you know. That's totally unconstitutional, but nobody's talking about that. So don't be like, oh, they shouldn't bail out the banks. No, they are. They're too big to fail. They're gonna get bailed out. If you still wanna live in America.
Nah, I'm with you on that.
It's a moot point.
It is, nah. I mean, me and you obviously get it because we went to school for business, so we know how this stuff works. But
it's for the general public, they don't. Like, how don't you get that?
I mean, some things don't click for everybody, son.
It's a moot point. How don't you get that? Like, it's that's just what it's going to be.
So, since we're already on bailouts and things of that nature, this is a perfect segue. San Francisco has become the first major U.S. city to fund reparations. City supervisors are taking up a draft
proposal. Sorry, I'm laughing already.
Yeah, me too, because I'm just like, okay, for a lump sum of $5 million for each eligible black person, because I feel like it's a lot to unpack with just that comment alone. One, like, the $5 million is a joke, I feel like.
Rashad, I lost you a bit. Sorry, I had to move.
It's cool, man. We still getting it through. But yeah, I was saying like the $5 million is a joke for one. And for seconds, it's just like, what exactly is an eligible black person? Like, are we going off bloodlines, percentages? Like,
I don't know what an eligible black person is. Also, San Francisco don't really have no black people.
It really doesn't. From when
like,
I went
it's
out
like
there.
Less than 3% or something. It's fake. Like, I don't even know why they saying this stuff. It's so fake. Nobody's getting money. It's as fake as that student loan forgiveness. It's fake. It's not happening. You could get
money.
Your you could get your hopes up, but it's a back even back to the banking. It's a Ponzi scheme. It's all a Ponzi scheme. All of it.
What makes you say
the
that?
The banks use your money to borrow. It's a Ponzi scheme. It's fake. But you gotta participate in the game. I don't need no banks failing because I'm happy to be thriving, surviving, and doing well. So right. They need to keep this thing, this puppy rolling. I'm riding till the wheels fall off. As long as this boat got steam, I'm on it.
Nah, that's
but good. Yeah. This joint is okay, so I'm all right back. This whole thing with the reparations is a farce. It's not gonna go through. It's fake. I don't know what an eligible black person is. This is the thing. People don't understand how you set precedences, and that's what would happen there. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of how I feel, too. I feel like it would get derailed because, I mean, even if we were to, I guess, hypothetically speaking, like I said, what identifies as a black person? Because is this black on paper? Do they look black?
Well, this is the thing. What is black? What is black? What is black? Like, black is a color.
Correct.
Right? Are we talking about, like, what are we saying? There's a lot of stuff we could get into here. Like, what are we using colorable law to define people and to say what they are? Like, what are we saying here? What is that? Is this, like, you trace your ancestors back to something? Like, what is it?
Yeah, and then, like, what percent? Like I said, what percent? Because it's like, what was it, over 8%? I thought they consider that one drop rule shit. So
that's the other thing. So you telling me if you some kind of, I don't know, what, how do they break it down? Mulatto, quadroon, something else, all the stuff.
It's a lot of
you
them.
1/8 black. You know.
Nah, you're right. And that's what kind of left me confused. I thought it was more so gonna be for like Ados, you know, African, what is it, African descendants of slaves? I thought that's what that would be. More geared towards, but
I'm more a foundational not. Black American, but okay.
I mean, if you want to use the foundational Black American title.
Of slaves, like that is so menial. I mean, how do you know? How do you know? How do you know? How do you know? So black people only got on the boat when white people came? For real?
I mean, I don't
so
know.
So was nobody black here before?
I mean, it's plausible, for sure. That was
in
black
America,
prior to that.
Did there were okay, plausible. That is absolutely plausible. So you telling me that anybody black was ever seafaring before white people?
Are you talking about like 15th century or prior to that? Then I'm sure it's pretty. I'm pretty sure it was.
So you've always been. That's the biggest joke of it all. Is that you weren't. That's the biggest joke.
I will say one thing I've learned from history. It's all about somewhat of staying towards a certain narrative. So if there was anything to try to disparage what we've been taught, it kind of gets hidden and thrown under for the most part, which is strange. But, I mean, I guess that's just the way it is. So to your point, I do believe that it was definitely black people here prior to slavery for sure. But again, it doesn't go with the narrative.
Truth is stranger than fiction. The truth is stranger than fiction. People need to be educated and not like it's sad. That's all I got to say. I just find it hilarious. Like, oh my God. Oh my God.
Nah. But it's interesting to see people, I guess, go back and forth about it. But on the last
It's not happening though. If it do happen, I can't wait to see that show. But it's not happening.
Definitely be worth watching if it happens
it's
that way.
It's not gonna happen. It's fake. It's just like all the DEI stuff. It's fake.
DEI.
All that diversity, equity, and inclusion. All this stuff where people care post George Floyd, and now all that funding is drying up. I was just talking to one of my customers about this, and nobody cares anymore. It's all done. It's a phase. It's fake. It's fake. Just a little bit longer to appease people and make them think, oh my God, they're doing something. It's okay. We'll see. We'll see. So I watch and seeing is believing. So we'll see. And even then, it could still be all a lie.
I mean, yeah. I don't know. Like I said, fact is more strange than fiction?
Truth is stranger than fiction.
There we go. Boom. So we'll see what happens. But like you as well, I have very high doubts based off of just how history works and how things tend to repeat itself. So anyway, I guess to change gears and to have one of the last topics I thought was pretty interesting to me, and it's switch gears a bit. The average bachelorette party now costs around $10,800, which I thought was interesting because, one, I don't know much about bachelorette parties, but I didn't know women putting up this much money to celebrate before they get married. Some women, I shouldn't say all, because I know everybody different, but I just wanted to get your spiel on that. Did you do that? Were you surprised to hear that number?
I had no idea how much money people were spending prior. So, so when I was reading the article about it, I was like, oh, okay. I mean, I think, you know, cost of living, trips and things. I was like, all right, well, I guess that's just what you're spending, right? All right, $10,000, right? Sorry.
All right.
What I found super interesting is that people are able to spend this money or are spending the money because people aren't saving, right?
Right.
And a part of it is that people are saving less now because they feel like, what am I saving for if the world not back to normal? Which gives people more money to spend. Whether it's an illusion or not, it's still you're spending more money, which ties back into banking and the economy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's all this talk around like recession and things of that nature. But the interesting part about it is that they can't really say some of those things because they can't, but it's like nobody really knows because it's very odd right now because consumer spending is not down. Although inflation is up, cost of living is up, the chickens are finally getting paid how much they should for laying them eggs. What else? Finally, because like they've been working hard for years.
I like that comment.
they finally getting paid. What else? You know, back to the banks, you know, interest levels are going up. Right? All mm-hmm. of those things, like deter things, which mean lending and stricter, like get stricter, banks not giving out money to small businesses or people. But consumer spending is up. Nobody's not spending right now. So people in a COVID world, people just not really about that whole, it doesn't really matter. Like, you're going to live to the moment and yeah, just do it. So with that being said, spending is up in the bachelor because these women like, bet, I'm going to take this trip with my homegirls and have a good time.
Yeah. So, think about it. They and deep. That money isn't as high, I guess, as I perceived it previously.
Yeah.
It's a big group of women. So.
Yeah. Now, is that $10,000 for all the women or per woman?
I just said the average party. So I'm assuming that's the whole group as a collective. Party. That's why I say if it's a big group of women.
That's pretty cheap then. That's cheap. Because most of the time, it's quite a few ladies.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not, I mean, yeah, I wouldn't have that many people. That's just. But yeah. Most of the time, it's quite a few ladies. So that's really not that much money. I guess what I think also is that, like, just having bachelorette parties are up.
Yeah.
Now, the idea of women having a bachelorette party, maybe that has been pushed more to the forefront. And, like, more women are, like, strictly saying, I'm having a bachelorette party, which opens up a total different category. Because, you know, it's businesses pinned all around that kind of stuff.
It is. I've seen it, and they be making mm-hmm. beaucoup dollars. I saw CNBC a little segment about that. One shorty, she said she made like 80 bands on the side doing that.
Yeah, just hosting just getting like parties.
Yeah, mm-hmm. just getting balloons and shit. I'm yep. like,
yo, it's that's amazing. Insane. That's what I'm saying. I don't have time for all this, the talk of the R word and all that. It's gold dust in the air. I'm living. Nope, I'm only bringing abundance and great stuff. That's yeah. it. It's gold dust in the air. All this man-made trash. I don't care. The sky is clear. God is outside. And yeah. it's abundance everywhere. So as long as you got enough to go get it, you're going to be all right.
You're right. I mean, that's pretty much my perspective as well. It's like happens, happens, man. Live life the best of your
Yeah,
ability.
I can't stop it. Like, for real, what can I do?
Nothing except your part, whatever you have control over, whatever that may be, because we really don't have so much. So
Yeah, that's
I
about
can
it.
stand with that. So I know it's been about, well, it's been a little bit over the time I said was going to finish, but this was great. Anything else from wrap up before we get you up out of here?
I don't know, did we do go over all the questions and everything?
I mean, we pretty much did. Only thing I
Okay.
skipped over was Maul's phasing out. We wanted to wrap about that for a second because
Oh, I guess we could. Yeah, we might as well finish.
it was okay. Well, bet. So, I mean, my thing on it was just I saw Foot Locker had made a post about closing like up to 600 stores nationwide and shit like that. And I was like, well, yeah, if malls are slowly starting to die out, why would they continue to push product in them, you know? And they want to create their own standalone, which basically like most businesses obviously doing now. They're cutting out middlemen and going straight direct to consumers. So,
Yes, direct to consumer. That's how I do
of course, you gave us
it.
the whole blueprint. Like, but the thing that kind of
Oh
like
God, no, I didn't. But no, direct to consumer is, well, go ahead, finish. I'm sorry.
all I was gonna say is that I just think it's kind of for me, it's a little disheartening because like the internet, yeah, it's great to have that as a source, but I feel like nothing beats like going into the mall for a last minute gift or something you need to buy for a soiree or something like that. Or for me, I like going to the mall for just simple human interaction. Buying shit on the internet's cool, but if the shit don't fit, I gotta send it back. Or I might not like the fit no more. And it takes forever to get your money back. So I just feel like the
Yes.
malls, they definitely held a special place in my heart. I don't know what's gonna happen with them next. Maybe they're gonna turn them into like luxury apartments. I like, do everything out here for whatever reason. So, but yeah, I just wanted to get your
And the
spiel on
word
it.
luxury is used real loose,
Of course it
real
is.
loose.
You, I
On all
mean,
them things, you'd be like, that is not a luxury apartment.
of
But
course
okay,
not.
that's neither here nor there. But like, that just gets me. I'd be like, why they put luxury on that? That is trash. Just
Buzzword,
because
man.
high rent is not luxury.
It ain't.
It's just high rent. It's not
Absolutely.
luxury.
I mean, what's that new comment everybody says now? You own nothing and like it? That's where we're at.
Oh well, yeah, you know that's Agenda 2030. But you get me going. You know wherever you want to take this.
I mean, that's something you
Wherever
said.
you want to take this. Wherever you want to take this. Okay, so back to the malls. Again, I did read this thing that malls in the next 10 years, they said that malls will it'd be only 200 malls in the country
Wow.
next. Isn't that wild? In the next
Very.
10 to 15 years, there will only be about 100 malls in the country. Right now, I think we're at 116,000 malls right now, with them on the decline. Only like really good high-end, good malls will still be around, but all them like little malls to be around, they ain't gonna be
Yeah.
here no more. It's interesting because retail is changing. Retail has changed. The spurred that quicker. They were already on the decline, but that spurred that along even faster.
Correct.
I mean, I'm with you. I enjoy clothes. I like going there to see the clothes and fabric. I'm not the best online shopper. I like to look at stuff online, but then I want to see it in the store.
Yeah.
Also, like I enjoy human stuff like that. I mean, but the same thing for like city centers and downtowns and things like that. As long as, like, if the stores are, they have to go somewhere. So much of economic stuff thriving depends on these centers, downtowns and stuff, stores and people and people going to work, people doing those things, not just staying at home. Tapping away on a computer,
Yeah.
So I don't know, super interesting with the whole malls. It's sad.
No, it
It's
is
just a
definitely.
it's a it's a dying. They also said on something I read that smaller, like condensed city center shopping, well, really it's just a plaza, like the
Yeah.
little plaza based malls, those are doing better because they're more concentrated. But it's interesting. It's weird. But
It
it's, I
is.
guess everything has a life cycle, and this is the death of the American mall cycle. This is it. It's the death of it. I mean, shopping has spurred these things quick. People can buy things, directly from their person, the business they want to. They got new stuff there. You don't have to fight about the sides. It's always there for the most part, unless it's say sold out. You just get it. Although I feel like it's a big farce because whenever I order something online, I'm the person who don't remember to return it. And I hate to go to the post office. So that is a whole hassle. But I also forget to return stuff to the store. So I'm a little irresponsible.
Least you're honest.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I ain't got no kids. I ain't gotta be that responsible. My life is free. But
Oh, man.
if you like me and you be forgetting these things, I'd be like, dang, I gotta remember to do this. God, I knew them pants ain't fit. Why didn't I take them back? But the mall will be missed. The mall will be missed. The mall is a place of interesting human interactions, people watching, and shopping. It will be
Wholeheartedly.
missed.
Wholeheartedly. I was just saying, like, one of my closing arguments about it or whatever. It's just with shipping going up, and of course with, I mean, whatever business you could be in with the supply chains trying to catch back up, malls really have no way of winning. On top of property taxes going up, so that means your lease is going to go up. So you're doing all that, got couple all that stuff in while competing with somebody on the internet that doesn't really have to deal with that much in comparison, at least. Malls have no chance of winning, in my opinion. I mean, of course, they probably like the lease probably isn't going to be as high because they got certain stores like, Macy's or something like that. That's the draw to that mall foot traffic. They're not going to pay as much on the lease, but still,
Yeah,
like,
the anchors.
they still got to cover all the other rooms in the building. So, yeah, because once I start seeing 7-Elevens in some malls out here, I was like, yeah, it's over, dog.
What?
I'm lying to you, not, son. And it's like in some pretty nice looking malls as well. So
A
I was like, yeah.
7-Eleven?
No lie, I promise you. Like,
Oh,
it was a
snap.
mall I went to not so long ago. I'm like, yo, we got 7-Eleven in here to cover your lease. Y'all, SOL. Like,
Yeah.
that's the beginning of the end. A
Well,
convenience store in a mall just doesn't make sense to me.
no, yeah, we, the only mall that I go to is King of Prussia, really. So, King of
Yeah.
Prussia not going nowhere. It's huge.
Of
I
course
think
not.
it's the biggest mall. I think something like the East Coast or something like that.
It
So
is.
King of Prussia is huge. It's like not going anywhere. It's foundational in that regard. So like some of my viewpoint for malls is only based upon like a really big mall. So
I
like
see.
they have because the little teeny malls like out in the county and stuff in those other counties, they've been dying a long time. They've been dead since the AMC left. Them joints been dead.
Yeah,
So
those foot traffic once you ain't got no theater there no more.
yeah. Yep, once them theaters were gone, they kind of bit the dust. So, yeah, I don't know. Poor mall. It's the death of an icon, that's for sure.
Nah, I agree wholeheartedly. So, anything you want to wrap up before we get up out of here, or you're good to go?
No,
You want to
I don't
promote?
know. Unless you, I hope this goes well. Yeah,
It
I don't
will.
know.
The last one did, so.
Yes, I was trying to, see what. How much craziness I said, so I could post this on my business page.
You can. I mean, you ain't talked that wild for real. I mean, you
Oh God,
just gotta find
I
what you want to
have to,
post.
yeah, I gotta be mindful of some of the stuff that I say now, because people be other
Yeah.
people listening, which is wild.
It
I'd be
is,
like,
but you know what?
okay, let me get my other stuff on. Not that I'm different. It's just I'm a little reserved. That's
Yeah,
all.
but you're authentically to yourself, though. I think people
Yeah,
appreciate
I'm
that more
still myself.
for business or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the main thing. As
No,
long as
this
you are who you are to your
no.
core, people gonna
For
fuck
sure.
with it.
This ain't even as wild as the conversations that happened in the shop. So we had a good wild one yesterday. That was good. I mean, this is a separate topic for the podcast, but
Yeah,
if we
we'll
want to
say that
go
for.
into defining mass masculinity, because
Oh
it
my
is something,
God.
I mean, I'm always down to talk about that. It's like raining cats and dogs right now, but
I
I'm
can hear it in the
always down.
background.
You can hear it, I know. So I had
Yeah.
to go out to the car.
It's cool, man. You gotta handle your business. But now, I was getting ready to say, This is pretty light in comparison to how me and you talk on the phone. So,
yeah, I mean, but you know, I'm always down. You just let me know.
All right, well, that's nice to know now. I can have a special returning guest.
Yes, for sure. You get me a schedule, though, because you know I need to know.
Nah, I get it. I know you're busy, son, so I appreciate the time you can cut out for your boy.
Yes, you know, I love wrapping it up, so we good. Yep.
For sure. So you got to, you want to post, well, tell, like, where you can find your business page at and all that kind of everything. Sure. Private.
No, yeah. Oh, for my personal stuff, yeah. But you can follow Dope Botanicals. That's our IG. Our website is mydopebotanicals.com. What else? Our email is holla at Dope Botanicals. if you ever want to see anything, our online store is not open right now. We are working really hard to get product online. Once again, the store has outpaced anything that we ever, like, you know, thought at this phase of the business. So things sell out very quickly. In order for this online shop to have a really good experience, we'll be releasing things soon there. But if you follow us on Instagram, we keep you updated and let you know. But yeah, Dope Botanicals is awesome. It's a great place. I love it. And I think you'll love it too. If you're into any kind of health, wellness, getting yourself together, herbs, you know, that kind of thing. We are an herb store, and that's what we do. We're an herb store and more, but no, not but, and we, you know, we do drinks and stuff. So if you ever want a beverage while you shop around for your herbs and stuff, that's what we do. It's really cool. I enjoy it. And I think other people would too. Well, they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaks for itself, you know. I owe y'all a visit. I will be up there before the end of this year.
Yeah.
Whatever, nigga. You supposed to come down here too. So
I am. Okay. I am. Sure. I got stuff to clean out of a storage I've been paying since we graduated college, but that's not neither here nor there.
Damn, and a whole finally, decade? Jeez.
Yo, dog, they just been robbing me for years, robbing me. That junk come out automatic on my Amex, and I just be seeing it fly away. Good. Sad, right? That's sad, but I'm finally doing something about it this month and next month. Yeah, so that's growth. That's me. That's my adulting. That's growth. I'm adulting. Although it's very ghetto. Adulting is ghetto, but I'm doing it.
Man, we can have a whole other episode on that one. But
yes.
As for me, y'all already know, Shod Solo on Twitter. No, Shadow Solo on Twitter. Shod Solo on Instagram. Thoughts Pending with no G on Twitter. Thoughts Pending Pod on Instagram. And y'all already know, this is all our time. Till next time, and we are out. Peace. Yes.
Bye.